I'm Olivia Cutforth.
And I'm Danielle Baines.
And tell us about this weekend, because basically this is your second year of doing something especially for children.
Yes, it's our second year at Beauthorpe. It's our third year in total, and it's gone from the first year outside of a village hall with 300 people to last year just under 2,500.
And the whole idea is to be able to get something that families can just try everything that's there, experience so many different things.
Yeah, so our vision, so myself, I run an events company dressing sort of children's parties, sort of different life events, and Olivia runs Beyond a Princess, which is a children's princess entertainment company, and we go to a lot of events ourselves. I've got children myself and know that you can go to lots of free events, but there's lots of things that are run off for the children that then cost, and the costs can then rack up quite quickly and rapidly. Whereas what we wanted to do, we saw a bit of a gap in the market, especially in our area, where there isn't really anything that is all-inclusive, where we take the cost away from you. You pay that initial ticket price, but then actually once you're there, you don't have to pay to go on the ride. You don't have to pay to go to a role-play centre. And these activities that we've got, they're there all day. Whereas usually, you know, you'd pay a £15 ticket price and your child would get an hour and a half's experience. And at that point, they don't really want to leave because they've had so much fun. And it just kind of takes that stress away. We've also tried to cater for the adults as well. So we're thinking about, you know, what can we put on offer that will entertain the adults as well. So we've got family-friendly magic shows. We've got our headliners of Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter tributes, which they cater for the whole family, not just for the children as well.
I suppose you can sort of pick and choose what you want to do, although you've got a structured timetable.
Yeah, definitely. So we've got different areas with different timetabled activities on. So we've got a toddler and baby area where they can go and do sensory workshops. We've got a quiet zone where they can do Lego and crafting. And then we've got our stage, which has acts on all day, from Miss Rachel tributes for babies to, like Danny said, magicians, princess shows. We've got Captain Fantastic coming, who are doing science and pirate magic workshops. So yeah, there's definitely something for everyone at all times throughout the day.
So it's toddlers, young babies, primary age children.
Yeah, essentially everybody. I mean, entertainment is on offer all the way up to adults.
And pre-teens with the pop star tributes. We've tried to make sure there is something for all ages, so it's something the whole family can come to.
We also offer on Sunday our SEN hour, but an hour and a half. So from 9 till 10:30, they can book that specific slot. And that allows children to go when it's a quieter time. We have the music extremely low on the stage. Our mascots aren't free roaming. Myself, my background, I'm a performer, then teacher. And Olivia herself, also a performer and teacher. So we have tried to create this with that experience in mind as well, to be able to support children who do have sort of additional needs that may need that extra sort of support with our experience as well, and for them and their families to be able to enjoy it just as much.
So Beauthorpe Park Farm, really easy to get to, great facilities really to put all this.
Yeah, great facilities, it's easy to find as well. We've got free parking, which is another bonus, and we've also got our food vendors as well, they're all day. We've got a whole range of different food vendors, but you can also, if you have a child that is a fussy eater, you can bring in their own lunch. There's no obligation to buy any food. And we've got free water bottle station, so you can fill up throughout the day.
We've worked with a lot of companies ourselves over the years, like between our businesses, so it's been really nice to bring in lots of local businesses too. So from our food vendors to our stall holders, some of them that have shops in Bourne, Stamford, surrounding areas. And I think what we wanted to do is we worked out that we'd managed to create, you know, a bit of a platform for local businesses as well to support them. You know, we're bringing in all of these families in the local area. Why not see what we can do to support them too? So creating that shopping village has allowed them to do that, showcase what they do. Local dance schools performing on the stages. We've got sponsorship opportunities for businesses where they can advertise their services on our screen from as little as £50, which, you know, we wanted to keep the price point low, offering up to, you know, a whole £200 package where they can have a whole page on our website and, you know, advertisement through our social medias for the whole of the next year. Something that can support people that have supported us along the way as well, which we think is important. We've also got our Bumps and Beyond raffle that we'll be running again this year. We're supporting Bumps and Beyond, who are a charity within Stamford that support families in Stamford and surrounding areas to give support, whether it is when the baby's first born, whether it's items of clothing, equipment, throughout their lives as well. So that's for us really important to be able to do that.
Absolutely, and I know they've already been spreading the word about MiniFest. I saw something about it just today, in fact. So tell us, both days, is it different each day?
It's different and the same. So some of our workshops and activities are running both days. The stage entertainment will be different. So if people want to come back a second day, they can. There'll be a different entertainment. But most of the activities will be running the same throughout the day. And everything, all the information about what's on is on the timetables, which you can find online and on our socials as well.
Excellent. Minifest.co.uk, really easy.
It is. Yeah, minifest.co.uk. If you want to find us on Instagram, it's minifest_UK and minifest.uk on Facebook.
So what time on each day?
So Saturday is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We've got different ticket time slots for entry to the car park, but you are able to stay the whole day. That's just to give the sort of free flow easiness to give you access to the festival. And then on Sunday, 9 till 10:30 SEN session, and then the entrance access time from 10:30 to 6 p.m. again.
And obviously having such a successful festival last year, it's fair to say you kind of learnt how to sort of manage that amount of families?
Yeah, we were overwhelmed with the support last year and we had such an incredible turnout and we definitely learnt a lot and have taken a lot forward. Our priority was streamlining it and making queuing as minimal as possible for people. So we've introduced more car parking spaces. We've got staggered entry times to the car park now, so there won't be those queues. People come at their slot to avoid that. And we've got 4 entry lanes into the festival as well. So the queuing into the festival should be non-existent, hopefully. We've opened up more space in the farm as well, so things are a lot more spread out, which should help with the overall feel.
And ticket prices for the weekend?
Yeah, so we're now at our general sale prices, which are £65 for a family of 4, 2 adults, 2 children for the day, or £20 for a child and £15 for an adult. So with everything that we have got on offer, as we say, we do feel like we're giving quite a good value for money. And if you don't want to spend a penny once you're in there, you don't have to.
Fabulous. Well, very best of luck to both of you, Olivia and Danielle. Thank you very much for joining us on Rutland Stamford Town. Minifest.co.uk is the best place to head, basically.
Minifest.co.uk is.
We'll see you there.